New South Wales, the Australian Reptile Park, has experienced something of a baby boom. When you have babies, as I'm discovering, you need to come up with a name for them. They have used a very, very recent event to name a new baby wombat that's caught the eyes of and attention of the world. Was little Lizzie the Wombat was welcomed to honour Queen Elizabeth. Billy Collett is the operations manager at the Australian Reptile Park. Billy, good morning to you.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. Good. Tell us about this baby boom you guys have been having, because it looks like it's everything from Komodo dragons to wombats and Tassie devils. It's quite extraordinary, the video you've put up.
Yeah, mate. You know, we've got it at the moment. And yeah, like you said, Tassie devils, baby. We've got a baby wombat. There's quolls, there's birds, there's baby kangaroos. It's all happening. And obviously, that's super cute. Little Lizzie, that little orphan wombat that we got recently. Obviously that first week with them, that's like probably the most critical time.
Yeah.
Getting them started. You know, obviously she's gone from her real mum in the wild to a surrogate mum here at the reptile park. But yeah, she's doing great.
Is she big for a little baby wombat, or are they just bigger than we expect? Because she's a little robust unit.
Yeah, they are. They are bigger than you expect. Like, at that size, she's starting to sort of stick her head out of the pouch and so on. So she's pretty well fully furred. And yeah, they're just little tanks, man, and they're so cute.
Are they friendly? Do they get tame? Because they've got pretty ferocious teeth on them, haven't they, Bill?
They do have a strong bite. It's more of a blunt tooth. Like, it is painful, but usually when they're hand raised, they're pretty good. And the girls especially, like, she's sweet as. She just comes in for cool. She's already started to follow us around and so on. So, yeah, she's beautiful, mate.
We've got the video up of the little baby animals at the moment on the Foodland Supermarkets live stream, Facebook and YouTube. What's the most problematic baby animal to handle, Billy? Is there anyone that gives you a little bit of trouble?
The Komodo dragon sounds like a bit of a concern.
Well, the baby Komodos are pretty good. Probably my most problematic baby animal I've got at the moment are some baby tiger snakes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it true that they're more venomous when they're babies, but that the good side of it is that their fangs aren't developed enough to puncture your skin? Is that true?
No, that's all old wives' tales. They're the same toxicity as mum and dad, and their fangs, they're good to go. So, yeah, there's a lot of old myths behind baby snakes, but they're exactly the same as mum and dad. They're just a smaller version.
Hey, when it
and,
comes,
and don't so, get me wrong, like, they're that toxic. Like, a bite from one of them is capable.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
So just get the new guy to handle them, I guess.
Yeah. Nah, if only, eh?
To who does the responsibility fall to name them? Like, who came up with Lizzie?
Well, we all sort of depends who's hand raising and so on. We sort of our own name, but just because of that recent event, losing Queen Elizabeth, we thought, oh, this is a great opportunity to name a beautiful animal after such a beautiful lady. So, I think it suits really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, Billy, you guys, you're just up the road there from Sydney and around Gosford, aren't you, on the Central Coast?
Yeah. Just north of Sydney, about 40 minutes.
Yeah, beautiful. Excellent. Well, hopefully all the tourists are back and your numbers are back to what they were, because I remember going there years ago when my older kids were young when I lived in Sydney. It's a fantastic reptile park, and anyone from SA heading over there should check it out.
Yeah, Billy, it's great. It's hands-on, mate. We've got plenty going on, especially here at school holidays.
Yeah, sensational. Billy Collett, the operations manager at the Australia Reptile Park. How fitting that the late Queen has been remembered in wombat form. It's a nice Australian tribute.
It really is.
David Penberthy and Will Goodings, 6 to 9, 5AA Breakfast.